Falling COVID cases, along with the stabilisation in the hospital figures, have given rise to hope that some of the restrictions imposed by the government in December might be lifted early. Minister Eamon Ryan told this programme earlier that the Cabinet will outline its position on Friday or early next week. And earlier reopening would, of course, be good news for traders in our major towns and cities, including in the capital, Dublin, from where our reporter Cillian Sherlock joins us now. Cillian, good morning. Where are you this morning?
Thanks, Justin. You've joined me on a relatively quiet morning here on Grafton Street in Dublin in City. In a moment, we'll be speaking to a representative of from the retail sector about some of the reasons behind the lack of activity here in the city centre and why that's an issue for businesses. But first, with the Cabinet considering easing restrictions in the coming weeks, I've been asking people here what changes would make the most difference to them.
I guess what I would like to see changed is that, restaurants would be open longer, that we don't have the curfew, that 8 p.m. you have to be back home so that we can just socialize again, because COVID is going to stick around. So I think our lives should get kind of back to normal.
Well, if you're in the hospitality sector now, it's been a very tough period, like 8 o'clock closing. It's not very good for restaurants, bars, but the Omicron virus doesn't seem to be as severe as previous waves, and so hopefully within the next week or so we'll start easing restrictions and get going again, because we need to kickstart the economy to get going. So
I think perhaps we need to get people back to work. We need to get young people back socialising in a healthy way, that lifts this dark cloud that's been here for way too long, but in a healthy fashion.
I would say later opening of hospitality in general would make a huge difference. Having to be at a restaurant by 8 o'clock is really not ideal. And then I suppose opening of nightclubs, later bars would be so much better.
Well, I think definitely having people back in town, people back in the office, brings much more social fabric to the community here. And you can see it's very quiet, very isolated this morning. And I think local shops, businesses losing out. I think teams are losing out because they're missing that, whether it's the water cooler or whether it's just team interaction. So yeah, I'd love to see people back in the office.
A mixture of desires there. That will be part of the challenge for government when it comes to balancing and easing of restrictions with the transmissibility of Omicron and its impact on hospitals. I'm joined now by Richard Guiney. He's the CEO of the retailers group Dublin Town. Richard, when it comes to the easing of restrictions, the 8 p.m. cutoff for hospitality and capacity limits for events, an easing of those restrictions would be an obvious benefit for them. But can you talk to us about the knock-on impact to the retail sector of those restrictions?
Yeah, look, one of the things that we've really learned during the pandemic is how integrated the economy is. So people who come in to socialise will shop. And when the restrictions were reintroduced for the hospitality side, we immediately saw it on the retail side as well. So it is one of those things that, once the footfall drops, everybody suffers.
And when it comes to that loss of business from those knock-on impacts, how have businesses coped, or what's been the impact on businesses, and do you need more supports?
Yeah, it's been a very difficult Christmas. So our footfall was about 3/4 of what would have been pre-pandemic. It's now about 2/3 of what it would have been. So one of the things we are saying to government is, don't just turn off the tap on the supports. The end line hopefully is in sight, and businesses are really, really fragile at the moment. So, if you can maintain the supports for that bit longer, maybe ease them out, I think that would help people stay in business, and that's something that we really need. We've put a lot of money into keeping them there the last 2 or 3 months. Let's keep them trucking.
And finally, it is quite quiet on Grafton Street at the moment. Some of that can be attributed to remote working. We heard earlier in the programme that for those who are remote working, almost 90% of them want to continue that in some fashion. Is that a concern for retailers in the city?
It surely is. Before the pandemic, 210,000 people worked in offices in Dublin 1 and 2, and they were the real core customer base for city businesses. And it's so obvious when you look at the patterns of footfall. We're way down Monday to Friday. Not so bad at the weekends, but Monday to Friday we're really suffering, and that is the loss of the office workers. So we really do need them back. It's, again, part of that overall integrated city economy.
Thanks, Richard. That's all we have time for here on Grafton Street. We'll have to go back to you in studio now.
Cillian Sherlock reporting there live from Dublin City Centre. Let's go back to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, now. Paul, Minister Eamon Ryan told this programme earlier that it will be Friday or early next week before decisions on reopening are announced. It doesn't sound like there'll be anybody sitting on a high stool with a tall, creamy one after 8 o'clock this weekend, does it?
It sounds delicious even at 9 o'clock, Justin, but no, it doesn't seem as if that's going to be the way. Minister Ryan had a couple of caveats. You still have to wait to see the NPHET letter on Thursday. Cabinet still has to decide on the matter, but the hop, skip, jump seems to be this, that Cabinet will meet on Friday, that they are going to lift restrictions quickly, that hospitality will be first in the queue, that that's likely to happen from early next week, that then sports attendances, that'll be next, they will increase from either the end of January, early February, and then you're going to have, you know, the return to work staggered, and following on from that, this issue of COVID certs no longer being required from the end of March. That seems to be the trajectory. And one interesting thing he also said was that when it came to mask wearing, he said he didn't believe that they needed to be immediately withdrawn, very much a health measure and not a big imposition on people. And that chimes with what the chief medical officer was saying just 2 days ago as well. So that seems to be the way we're going.
All right, Paul, thank you very much indeed. More from you on this later.